Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The Gentiles Proclamation, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Romans 14:8. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12 through 13, Isaiah 28:15, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Matthew 6:10. They confess, saying, as for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we know them in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. We have transgressed and rebelled. Thou, Lord God, hast not pardoned. We the Gentiles curse men which are made after the similitude of God. Thy, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's will be done. The papacies and Gentiles curse, Revelation 18, 12 through 13, is in evidence. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. The particular item I want to point out in that is slaves, in that the papacies and Gentiles curse against black people. And that's what that statement is in Revelation 18, 12 through evidence, 12 through 13. The Gentiles curse is in evidence. And of course, God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, sees and has viewed the evidence set down here. Now, what is this statement which I just read coming from Revelation 18, 12 through 13? Well, I said from the start, it's a curse coming from the papacy and Gentiles. Gentiles have been operating under the alias of white people. Of course, now they have been officially ordered to abandon the alias white people and go openly by their proper name, Gentiles. This statement of Revelation 18, 12 through 13 is a picture. A picture, I remind you, it is said, is worth 1,000 words. The picture is that of a law. The law is set down in a picture. This statement, Revelation 18, 12 through 13, was a law to the Gentiles. That law, Revelation 18, 12 through 13, gave the Gentiles the power, the right to buy and sell black people. This law reduced black people in the eyes of the papacy and the Gentiles to the status of merchandise. Notice that in the statement, there's a it bears a list of merchandise, things that are bought and sold, gold, silver, just to name a few, ivory, wood, brass, iron, marble, cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour. But in there, you find this word, and slaves. This law gave the Gentiles the power to buy and sell black people. Now, there's a question in the Bible that says, that asks, is the law sin? This law is sin. This law is not good at all. It was not good then when the Gentiles were honoring this law. And the law sinned from the papacy, this law of the Gentiles' curse against black people descended from the papacy, the church. the church. What church? The Christian church. The entire Christian church. So the law descended from the church, gave the Gentiles the power to buy and sell black people as merchandise. This law reduced black people to the status of merchandise. And it's given here in evidence, and given in the Bible in evidence. It can be seen. It is seen in evidence. That means plainly visible. It is perceptible. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espouses a faith diametrically opposed to the Word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. Remember when I said that this law of the curse against black people descended from the papacy, descended from the church, Christianity, okay, the evil of Christianity. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espouses the faith diametrically opposed to the Word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with: Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, are done away with. In reading these things, which I started out with, faith without works is dead, I am operating under the law, Matthew 8:8 and Psalm 110:2, which says to me, it says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the commandment does, it says to me, speak the word, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. And that is what I'm doing. I am speaking the word, and I am ruling in the midst of my enemies. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be any more. They shall be forgotten. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio production shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this law. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles, and therefore must come to pass, regarding their kings, queens, and other high and lofty ones. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15, Romans 13:1. There the Gentiles' kings are fallen, they shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are done away with. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten. They express clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. The media has had the privilege and duty of reporting the news to all the people. Surely the physical appearance of the Lord God on earth is newsworthy. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That the media's action flies in the face of the Lord God. The media's failure to report God's physical presence on earth is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster, Lawmaster is God. All things can be seen and heard, and the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in Hebrews 2:8 says, "We see not yet all things." That statement is invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as God. Well, all things identify Tommy L. Hart as God. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has failed in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist, reporter's, and news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, "I," followed by the speaker's and or writer's full legal name, "in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice." Example, "I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice." He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This shall be a perpetual law to the Gentiles, the servants of God. From the youngest to the oldest, this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall be upon the foreheads of all Gentiles. I am the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' Statement of Confirmation, Numbers 32-31. As the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thy servants, the Gentiles, so will we, the Gentiles, do. Commandment to the Gentiles coming from the Word of God, Numbers 32-31. The Word of God commands the Gentiles, do that which has proceeded out of thy mouth. What has proceeded out of the mouth of the Gentiles? The Gentiles have said out of their mouth, as the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thy servants, the Gentiles, so will we, the Gentiles, do. The Word of God, this is the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to the people. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmaster's episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program, and you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, sincere truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. Let me cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due, acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, you have a duty to perform. Get with the program. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I will now read this statement of note. One of the chief objectives of the now officially declared dead Christian church was to confuse, cover, and obscure the validity of the law concerning the people and their God. I will point out two statements here, and maybe more, but I know two right now. The first statement coming from Romans 2:13. That statement says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law. The doers of the law. Are you a doer of the law? Are you obeying the law? Are you walking in accordance with the law of God, which I sometimes call the people's law, the law concerning the people and their God? Are you walking in accordance with that law? That's what you are supposed to be doing at this time. But I did not finish the statement. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. I guess the lying Christian preachers try to get around that statement. They probably condemn that statement in that they teach that the law is void and that you are no longer under the law. Well, I've told you before, what is called the New Testament can be viewed as a test. A test what? Well, to me, the Lord God. A test to the Lord God. Certainly, it is that to me. I've said the Bible teaches on a thing and then gives a test. Just as at a school or college, the professor teaches on something, then gives a test. So is the Word of God. It teaches on the law, and it gives a test. It tests my knowledge of the law. What I have learned about the law is that the law has never been voided. The law is forever effectual. The law is forever valid. The law is forever in force. And get this. I asked this before. What law is in question here? What law is being talked about? The law that I read on this program. That law. That is the law which the Bible talks about. Okay. But the doers of the law shall be justified. You obey that law, you shall be justified. To walk in accordance with that law is to walk in righteousness. The law that I read, the law that whose parts I gathered
assemble them, I put them together, and I have presented it to the people. That law is valid. That law is coming from the Lord your God. Matter of fact, in this same chapter of Romans, it gives me the commandment to do that, to present to you the law. Romans 2, verse 15. What is written is, which show the work of the law. To me, there is a commandment to me in that statement. What is the commandment to me? The commandment to me is, show the work of the law. That's what I do. I show the people the work, having the designation of law, the work called law. What law? The law of God, the people's law, the law concerning the people and their God, Tommy L. Hart. I show the people the work of the law. Another place I am commanded to show the people the way in which they must go and the work that they must do. The way that they must go is the way of the law, the people's law, the law concerning themselves and their God. That is the way in which they are to walk, the way in which they are to go. Yes, the law that has come from me. So, the statement says, the law, the statement here says, the doers of the law shall be justified. If you see another statement in the Bible that says, the doers of the law shall not be justified, remember, the Bible is a test. Which one of those statements would be true? This one here is true. The doers of the law shall be justified. And those who disobey the law, when they are caught by the law, by the authorities, they shall be condemned. James makes a statement about the same law of which I speak. James. And that's James chapter 2, verse. Let me read both verses 9 and 10. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For, listen, verse 10. Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. That's what is written. The law which I present to you says, whatsoever God commands you, do it. It says, obey the commandments of God. It says, give glory to God. It says, love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, of course it says more than those things. Those are some of the things it says. If you, with respect to that whole law, you break one point, you are guilty. The verdict is already rendered. Break any point of that law, which I read, when the Gentiles actually put this, actually do this law as they have promised to do. They have promised to obey the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So when the Gentiles do this thing, and one offends, or breaks a point of that law, when he's caught by the authorities, he is already declared guilty. No, don't need to go to a trial or nothing. If he did it, he's already declared guilty. If he's found guilty, let me put it like that. Well, let me see now. Maybe I'm trying to say too much here. I'll just stick with the word. Break a point of the law. Break a point of the people's and their God's law. You are guilty. I think that should suffice. Break the law, you are guilty. Now, these things, these statements that I'm reading would be moot if the law were void. In other words, there would be no sense in talking about the law from Matthew through Revelation, which the Bible does do. The law is talked about from Matthew through Genesis. If the law is not valid, if the law is not in force, and if the law is not to be enforced, then all of this talk that is in the Bible from Matthew through Revelation is in vain. It's worthless. Why? Because the law would be void. Why talk about something that is no longer valid, no longer effectual, no longer in force? To talk about it is useless and nonsense and a waste of time. There is no waste of time with respect to that which is written in the Bible. We understand that. And I know I make this clear. We understand that. We move on. The doers of the law shall be justified. Break the law, you're guilty. If the law was void, you couldn't break it because it's not enforced. You can only break a law if it's enforced. Okay. And remember this. I said that if the law is not valid and not to be enforced, then to talk about it is no good. This law, which I read, is valid. Matter of fact, in the law, you, the people, are commanded to receive the law from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. A statement to that effect is written in the law. It's time we move on. And I am moving on. Each time I come on, I'm going forward. I'm not, what they call it in the military, where you just march and stand in place. I'm not just marking time. That's what it sounds like they be saying, marking time. Okay? I'm not just marking time. I'm advancing. Each time I come before you, I present some new information. Yes, I read the law. Each time I read it, there has been things added to it. And then whether there are things added to it or not, this is what you are under, from the highest of you to the lowest of you. And this is the Lord God talking to you. This is the law you are under, not will be under. This is the law you are under. And the authorities are to see to it that you and they abide by this law. The authorities, what is said in Romans, let's see here. Let's go back to Romans. Did I read that in James? Yes, I did. Go back to Romans. Turning pages. What do they say? What do they conclude here about the law, which I read? And that must be made clear. The Bible talks about the law that God will present to the people. I guess that's one of the mysteries of the Bible, which I have made clear. And before I read that, let's go to John chapter 1. I presented this statement to you for the first time last week. It says here in John 1:17, the law was given by Moses. I'm giving you this law. Tommy L. Hart is giving you this law. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is giving you this law. As I said last week, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gathered the pieces that comprise this law. He assembled the parts in constituting this law, or making up this law. So the question was asked last week, who is Moses? Well, I went to Webster's Dictionary. It told me Moses is any leader or lawgiver. Isn't that what God is? Isn't that what I'm doing? I am giving you the law. So Moses there in John 1:17 is not a reference to the character Moses in Exodus through Deuteronomy. Get that out of your head. Moses here means any leader or lawgiver. In this case, Moses means lawgiver. God is the lawgiver. The Bible says there is one lawgiver. Who? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Is there any evidence of him giving a law? Yes, I read the law. Go to my archives. I read the law. Okay, so that's clear. That's clear. Now, I was turning, yes, here to Romans 3:31. It says this. It asks the question and then gives an answer. And they say what the Gentiles say what they are going to do, what they will do with the law that God presents to them. They say, do we then make void the law through faith? It doesn't matter whether they added this through faith on there or not. The question is, do we then make void the law? That's the essence of that question. You can leave through faith on there, or you can not, you know, you can overlook the through faith. It doesn't add or take anything away from the question, the basic question, which asks, do we then make void the law? Do we Gentiles then make void the law? And they answer the question themselves. They say, God forbid. Do not rule in favor of voiding the law. Of course I'm not going to do that. I rule the law is valid, the law which I give. And then they say, the Gentiles go ahead and state what they will actually in real life do. They say, yea, we establish the law. And you need to get past your lying preachers and your family's lying preachers and hear the word of God, and not only hear the word of God, because not the hearers of the Lord of the word of God are just, but the doers are just before God, the doers of the law which I read. Do we then make void the law through faith? No, God forbid. We, the Gentiles, established the law that Moses, the man having the designation of God, brings to them. Moses being the law, meaning the lawgiver being the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is clear. I rest my case on that. The Gentiles know the law is valid that I give. They know that. All of you should know it. Now, why? Because I told you so. And because of what the word says. The doers of the law shall be justified, declared righteous, declared right. Legally declared. That's an important word there. Legally declared right. The Gentile statement as to what they will do with the law the Lord God presents to them, we, they say, we establish the law. they enforce the law. That's their duty. That's what the Gentiles are to do. They are to enforce this law. Okay? Now, moving on. The time is running, as it should. Let me just point out a few things that are stated in the law. This is a question that the Bible asks. It asks the question, what is written in the law? Well, you should know what is written in the law. Why? Because I read it to you. And it's in Law Master's Archives. The last time I read the law to you was this past Thursday evening. This past Thursday. The last time I read the law to you. Okay? Now, you should know the law. You should know what is written in the law. The question is asked. So I saw it. It asked me what is written in the law. It asks you. I bring it to your attention. Because you should have knowledge of the law, which I, the Lord God, Tom L. Hart, have presented to you, you should know it. Therefore, you are asked what is written in the law. You should be able to answer that question. How can you carry out something if you don't know what you're to carry out? But you know, and you have access to the law, Law Master's Archives. Okay. That was one thing. Let's see here. Okay, here are some things here. Some questions that are answered in the law, which I have presented to you in the law, which I read. In the above law, well, let me just read questions. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? I just gave you that one. Psalm 12:4, the Gentiles ask, who is Lord over us? That question is answered in the law, which I read. Proverbs 30:9, the question is asked, who is the Lord? That question is answered in the law. Psalm 18:31, who is God? The answer to that is written in the law. Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? These are the questions. God's name is written in the law. Job 14:10, where is God? The answer to that question is found in the law. Lamentations 3:37. Who is he that says, and it comes to pass? The answer to that question is written in the law. 1 Kings 8:27. Will God indeed dwell on the earth? The answer to that question is written in the law. People, I have put the crucial matter of Bible content in order. I have properly, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have properly done my duty in properly, rightly, correctly putting the crucial matter of Bible content, in this case with regard to the law, with regard to the people's law, in order. Now, there's another statement. Timothy, Timothy, it must be 2 Timothy. I'm in Hebrews. Let me go back. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Let me read the complete statement as written in the AVB. Study to show thyself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Who is this workman that needs not be ashamed? Well, it's the word that comes before it, the noun that comes before it. God, comma, a workman. God is the workman spoken about in 2 Timothy 2:15. God is a workman who needs not be ashamed of his work. Rightly, the statement says, rightly dividing the word of truth. But do I divide the word of truth? Let's see here. That is written, rightly dividing the word of truth. To divide means to separate into parts, as in taking a whole and separating the whole into parts. But there's another word, construct. Construct means to build, form, or devise by fitting parts or elements together systematically. The question arose, do I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, take wholes and separate them into parts, or do I take parts and fit them together systematically? Well, what do I do? I know that with regard to the AVD's crucial matter, there are no holes. And remember, this is in regard to its crucial matter, not to fictional stories, but its crucial matter of the AVB. There are no holes, only parts. Here is what I do. I take parts and fit them together systematically. Therefore, I have rejected the word dividing found in 2 Timothy 2:15 and have replaced it with the word constructing. So in the law, it is written, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. You got that? Now, I will read the law. I will read the law at this time. The word of God commands the people. Psalm 49, 1 through 2, Ezekiel 25, 3, Matthew 7, 12, Romans 7, 1, John 6, 29, Deuteronomy 12, 14, Deuteronomy 17, 13, 2 Samuel 22, 45, Revelation 21, 3, Mark 11, 22, 1 Samuel 8, 17, Psalm 62, 11, Psalm 75, 7, Revelation 21, 3, 1 Samuel 9, 6, 1 Samuel 10, 7, 1 Samuel 9, 17, Acts 8, 10, 1 Corinthians 16, 10, Job 22, 22, Romans 13, 2, Acts 23, 9, Luke 10, 35, John 8, 54, Psalm 45, 11, 1 Kings 18, 39, Hosea 2, 20, Romans 15, 12, Genesis 3, 12, Judges 8, 23, Luke, that is, 10, 4, Matthew 19, 6, Proverbs 3, 5, Isaiah 7, 14, Proverbs 2, 6, 2 Timothy 2, 7, Isaiah 42, 1, Isaiah 2, 12, Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, Deuteronomy 4, 2, Deuteronomy 6, 5, Deuteronomy 6, 17 through 18, Revelation 22, 3, Jeremiah 39, Job 37, 12, 2 Timothy 2, 24, Revelation 13, 16, Revelation 7, 3, Revelation 22, 4, Ezekiel, Psalm 145, 17, Deuteronomy 5, 33, Deuteronomy 26, 11, Deuteronomy 6, 13, Psalm 96, 7, Acts 10, 6, John 2, 5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 through 29 and 31, Joshua 22, 5, Joshua 24, 14, Deuteronomy 36, 16, Genesis 31, 16, Numbers 14, 9, 1 John 3, 4, Romans 6, 23, 1 John 2, 1, 1 Samuel 14, 34, Joshua 24, 19, Revelation 14, 7, Deuteronomy 31, 12, Isaiah 33, 5, Romans 15, 10 through 11, Revelation 19, 6. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together, hear the word coming from the Lord God. This is the law. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law is the work coming from God. thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they, the people, shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their, the people's, God. Have complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle belonging to God is with men. There is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man, Tommy L. Hart, having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says come to pass. God is with thee. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He works the work of or belonging to the Lord. Receive ye the law from him. Whosoever resisteth him resisteth this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. Salute the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, give thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Here's the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commands them. Servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark which the Lord has chosen, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles' foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I, the word of God, command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin, the word of God says, is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy of Heart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy of Heart, and give glory to him. Do all the words of this law. The Lord, Tommy of Heart, is exalted. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy of Heart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. The Lord God Omnipotent, Tommy of Heart, reigns. Gentiles are to make sure that comes to pass during the their Lord God, Lord and God, Tommy of Heart's lifetime. I expect to come on Thursday. Join me at that time. Join the Lord your God Thursday, 7 o'clock, if nothing happens, for another time with God. Time, another time with the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart.